This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday released its long-awaited strategy for countering domestic terrorism. It's a comprehensive plan that calls for both short- and long-term measures to confront the growing threat of attacks from militant white supremacists and other violent extremists. The National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism concentrates on enhancing and sharing information about domestic terrorism, disrupting attacks, preventing recruitment, and confronting the long-term drivers of the problem. It also calls for millions of dollars in additional funds to hire domestic terrorism analysts, investigators, and prosecutors. In a prepared statement the White House released Tuesday, while President Biden is overseas, the president called domestic terrorism, quote, a stain on the soul of America. The new strategy grew out of an assessment of domestic terrorism President Biden directed during his first week in office amid heightened concern prompted by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of former President Donald Trump. A sprawling FBI investigation into the attack has resulted in the arrests of nearly 500 people. In an unclassified report in March, the U.S. intelligence community said domestic violent extremists posed an elevated threat to Homeland Security in 2021, with violent white supremacists and anti-government militias representing the most lethal threat. In their words, the FBI views the threat posed by racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists on the same footing as the threat posed by the Islamic State terror group. That's an assessment it first made in 2019. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website. It's voanews.com. We have a mobile app you can download. You're listening to VOA News. The European Union has concluded a meeting that included the United States by agreeing to address climate change, combat the coronavirus pandemic, and strive for a more peaceful world. The leaders of the countries representing more than 780 million people released a statement Tuesday after sessions with U.S. President Joe Biden in his first trip overseas as president. Biden started his trip in Britain, where he attended a G7 meeting. That's a group of the world's wealthiest national economies. And he will conclude his visit on Wednesday in Geneva with his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's the first face-to-face meeting he's had with Putin since taking the oath of office in January. In his meetings, Biden has striven to show European nations that the United States is fully re-engaged as their ally after some estrangement during the Trump administration. On the European side, part of the plan was to set a transatlantic post-pandemic agenda. And President Biden on Tuesday announced his nominees for ambassadors to Israel, Mexico, and NATO as he moves to strengthen U.S. alliances in tough regions. Among a slate of names announced by the White House on Tuesday were Thomas Nides, a Morgan Stanley vice chairman who served as a deputy secretary of state under former President Barack Obama. He is nominated to serve as the ambassador to Israel. The close U.S. ally is welcoming a new government after Israel's parliament ended Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year run as prime minister on Sunday. Biden also picked Ken Salazar, a former U.S. senator from Colorado and interior secretary, as his ambassador to Mexico. The country is one of the United States' biggest trading partners, and the Biden administration is working to manage immigration across the U.S.-Mexican border. Mr. Biden also chose security expert Julianne Smith. She's to represent the United States on the Council of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. It's a key Western bulwark against Russia. Namibia on Tuesday drastically limited the number allowed at public gatherings to 10 as it scrambled to contain an exponential jump in new coronavirus infections that is nearly overwhelming its hospitals. The situation has taken a turn for the worse over the past 4 weeks, according to President Hage Geingob in an address to the nation. Officials have recorded a huge increase in the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the country. Of 2.5 million people, the country has the second highest average number of new cases per million population per day after the Seychelles, this according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.